This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Today is November 5th, Election Day. So far, 29,122 people have voted in Stanley County, 929 civilians by mail, 14 military, and 28 overseas. There were 1.437 million folks registered as Democrats who voted statewide, and 1.478 million Republicans, and 1.492 million unaffiliated, who's cast their vote early, the largest group. Those numbers break down to about 63% of registered Republicans have already voted early, 58.6% of Democrats have, and unaffiliated voters, about half, having cast their ballots. Female voters are outpacing male voters in early voting, with 2.3 million women to 1.8 million men who voted early. The polls in Stanley County will be open for voting from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Polling places are accessible, and curbside voting is available for voters who are not able to enter the polling place due to age or physical disability. A complete list of polling places may be found in the Notice of Polling Places and Buffer Zones posted on the Stanley County Board of Elections website at Stanley County Courthouse and at the Elections Office. Now, all voters will be asked to show photo identification when voting. Absentee by mail voters will be asked to include a copy of their photo identification with their ballot. Acceptable photo IDs that may be expired up to 1 year, North Carolina driver's license, U.S. passport, NCDMV state ID, North Carolina voter photo ID, approved college university student ID cards, and approved government employee ID cards, and out-of-state driver's license if the voter registered within 90 days of the election. Acceptable photo IDs that do not require a printed expiration date and have no expiration limit are military ID, Veterans ID, Tribal Enrollment Card for state or federally recognized tribe, and Public Assistance ID. Voters who cannot provide an acceptable photo ID may cast a provisional ballot and later provide an ID to the elections office prior to the canvass or complete an exception form with the provisional ballot. Exceptions include a reasonable impediment to obtaining photo ID, or for absentee by mail voters providing a copy of the ID. A religious objection to being photographed or as a victim of declared natural disaster with 100 days before Election Day. The Stanley County Board of Elections on Election Day will meet at 2 p.m. at Stanley Commons, the Partnership Meeting Room at 1000 North 1st Street in Albemarle, to count absentee ballots. Any voter of the county may attend this meeting and observe the count. The results of the absentee ballot count will not be announced before 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. The Safety and Security Committee of the Stanley County Board of Education will meet on Tuesday, November 5th at 5 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Board of Education Administrative Office located at 1000-4 North 1st Street in Albemarle. The meeting will be held in open and closed session in accordance to school improvement plans. Albemarle Downtown Development Director Joy Ahman gave a sneak preview into the tour of homes at the last EDC meeting, and here she is talking about that.
We are actually moving that event to an earlier time this year because it has been sandwiched in a lot of Christmas events, and it's been very difficult. First, stranger staff, along with the Christmas parade and other events, and also just feedback from the community and homeowners that participate in the tour. So we are moving it. It's going to be the Saturday before Thanksgiving this year. And it is, so it's on a Saturday, November 23rd, 4 to 8 p.m., because we also heard from a lot of people they'd like to see the houses, but it's a little darker out, and they're lit, and they can, you know, just catch the ambiance and Christmas light. So we get information out about ticket sales for that soon. We've got some great sponsors. We've got 7 tour sites. Got some really great tour sites, including the Sinclair Station, which is near completion. That's becoming an art studio for Williams Brothers, among other tour sites. That we've got a webpage on AlmoreLeoTerra.com for that.
The Albemarle City Council passed a resolution honoring Karen Cranford for nearly 26 years of service with the ABC store in Albemarle. And here is Mayor Ronnie Michaels talking about Ms. Cranford.
This is a resolution honoring Karen Cranford. Ms. Cranford began her career as sales associate for the Albemarle ABC board on October the 28th, 1998, to work in the first ABC store in Albemarle. Ms. Cranford was promoted to assistant store manager and eventually the general manager in fall of 1999. And whereas Ms. Cranford has been an advocate providing a great selection of product to be available to the public, which in turn created the Albemarle ABC store as a destination store not only for bourbon lovers, but for all brands of spirituous liquor due to the selection of product and the barrel picks available to the public. And whereas Miss Crantford has proudly made $4.4 million in after-profit distributions to the City of Albemarle, in addition to $265,000 for the quarterly 5% law enforcement distribution to the City of Albemarle, and the quarterly 7% alcohol education distribution of $304,000 to Safe Kids of Stanley County. And whereas Miss Crantford is very proud of the theme that she has created to make the Albemarle ABC Board successful. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Albemarle expresses its deepest appreciation and gratitude to Karen Crantford for her continuous dedication to the Albemarle ABC Board.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. A partly sunny election day across the area with a high near 75 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. A slight chance of rain after midnight with a low around 63. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
It's available either way. So, election tomorrow, maybe I've heard about it.
I know a lot of you are sick of it, and we are too to some degree.
We're all sick of it.
But we're not going to know any more tomorrow or Wednesday than we know right now, I have a feeling.
Well, we keep asking ourselves, because we love to do this kind of stuff, we'll go ahead and look in the future.